There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Danny, not Danny. What's that guy's name that does sport? Can you remember?
Robbie.
Is it Robbie?
There's Chris.
Chris, and then there's Robbie.
Robert.
Yeah, it's Robbie. Robert. That's the one. Sorry, Robbie. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
You're looking intently at your screen. It's quite a lot to talk about today. I wanted to start with this. This kind of passed me by last night. I was listening to the radio on the way home. There was lots of excitement. Then I got home. Life got in the way. Then I woke up this morning, and I see a tweet, and it's Al Jazeera go one up against Real Madrid. And I thought, oh, is it too much? And it was, but it was closer.
And it was,
unfortunately. Yeah. But I mean, they had a goal disallowed, Al Jazeera, didn't they? It wasn't that far away.
Yeah, it was. It was very. At one point, well, the key moment was the fact they could have gone 2-0 up, and it was scarcely believable that they'd gone 1-0 up in the first place. Romarinho doing what he's been doing all tournament and finishing in a very, very composed manner past Keylor Navas. You've got to remember as well, these are the champions of the UAE up against Real Madrid, arguably one of the greatest club sides we've ever seen, because they've won 3 of the last 4 Champions Leagues. They're both the likes of Ronaldo in their starting lineup. Karim Benzema didn't have his best night in front of goal, it has to be said, but Gareth Bale came off the bench. When you can call upon one of the most expensive players in history in Gareth Bale to bring off your bench, it just goes to show the gulf in certainly budgets that have been spent on these respective teams. But Al Jazeera, as you would expect, were camped in their own half, deep in their own half, for much of the entire match. Real Madrid were peppering the goal. Ali Kassaif pulled off a string of exceptional saves in the first half. Gareth Bale, in fact, said that they were joking nervously on the Real Madrid bench, thinking, who is this guy? He keeps making these incredible saves. Said it was amazing, but eventually they found a way through. Ronaldo was the man who struck the equaliser after Romarinho had scored, but Embarque Bissoufa was ruled offside using video technology just by an absolute fraction. Took a through ball, I think it was from Ali Mekout, just passed it through to him. He was just fractionally offside. He actually put the ball in the back of the net. Had they gone two up, then the fanciful idea, the fantastical idea that they might be able to actually beat Real Madrid would have been very much on. But after that, Real Madrid pressure continued. Ronaldo made the breakthrough. It took them a while. They had to get Gareth Bale in off the bench in around, I think, the 80th minute or so. And eventually he applied the finishing touch with his first touch of the game to send the European champions through to the final to meet Gremio. Al Jazeera 1, Real Madrid 2. And to think that we were expecting a drubbing, a 4 or 5 goal drubbing in this match. The fact that it finished 2-1 and that Al Jazeera led for 52 minutes of this contest. Quite incredible.
I know. See Twitter. Sometimes it's so disappointing.
We were getting really excited. Chris and I went to watch the game, and we were getting ahead of ourselves. Seen enough football to know that, it wasn't going to last. But then, that being said, it took them a long time, and they looked a bit sluggish. They were very wasteful in front of goal. But that being said, Ali Kassaif as well, probably the man of the match, even though he was pulled off early. Just a David De Gea-esque performance.
See, I heard that. But, I mean, Al Jazeera, this was in Abu Dhabi. It was at Zayed Sports City.
That's right, yeah.
Was it? So full house there, I guess?
Full house, absolutely, yeah. Tickets were like gold dust. I think 47,000 spectators in the ground there. And I would imagine a similar number will pile in to watch the final, because Real Madrid do attract a big following, and they have a huge fan base out here in the UAE as well.
In a shock move, you and Chris getting overexcited about a sporting event. I'd never believe it, Robbie.
Yeah, no, I know.
But
and there was no one there as well to really appreciate how excited we were getting.
It's fine.
We were in an empty bar in the Madinat getting very excited about Al Jazeera 1, Real Madrid 0. Because you could do this. They could absolutely do this, But no. No. They didn't, but hey-ho.
Someone that is doing it and doing it well, Manchester City's record-breaking 15-match run in the Premier League, Robbie. They just look unstoppable, basically.
They really do. They've got to go to Tottenham next, which is a potential banana skin. That being said, the next 5 or 6 fixtures look eminently winnable for a team that has won 15 matches in a row. 4-0 against Swansea. David Silva on the score sheet twice. He's really starting to purr in the middle of the park. Jamie Carragher, I think, said he was City's best ever player a week or so ago. De Bruyne and Aguero as well getting on the score sheet. So when Sane and Sterling and Jesus are not scoring, you've got Silva, De Bruyne, Aguero. It's an embarrassment of riches up front. They kept a clean sheet for the first time in 6 games, I think it was. I think that broke a sequence of 2-1s that they'd won. I think four in a row in the Premier League, they won 2-1. And Manchester City, they just go on and on. They look absolutely unbeatable. 49 points now. I think out of a possible 51, they've won 16 and just drawn just one of their 17 games. It's a freakish statistic. It's put them 11 points clear of Manchester United. They're 19 points clear of Arsenal. Just to put that in some perspective, that is a massive, massive gap they've opened up over the chasing pack. And obviously, I think we've all accepted that the title is theirs for this season. But I think the question now is, can they do what the Invincibles of Arsenal did in 2003-04 and actually go an entire year unbeaten? Something that I don't think in this modern era of the Premier League, no one ever thought would be possible, simply because the competition is so much stiffer, the money is so much more, I suppose, prevalent, more clubs have more money to spend on better players, and when you've got West Ham and Everton spending upwards of £120 million on new signings, the idea of going a whole season undefeated, not that I'm saying they will, but it's certainly a possibility. They keep playing the way they're playing, it could happen. And yeah, Manchester City, a formidable force at the moment.
All right, then. Records are there to be broken, of course. Let's talk about cricket. We were, I suppose, paying tribute to Rohit Sharma yesterday, but it is tribute to David Mellon today, because that's real fighting play, I think, in the Ashes.
Very much so. England, a good riposte, bearing in mind they went into this test match, the third test at the Wacker, where they have a dismal record against Australia. They've only won one that they've only won there once, and that was all the way back in 1978. So it wasn't in their favour. I think we were all suspecting, certainly the Australian broadcaster we spoke to, Glenn Mitchell, last night, said it had the sniff of a 5-0 whitewash, this one. And it has a bit of a less of a sniff now, because England have finished the day on 305 for four. If they can build on that, and the bedrock of that innings has been Dawid Marlin's century. He's the first Englishman to make a century on this tour. It's his first test century as well. So what a moment to do it. When you're under the cosh and Australia are really looking to twist the knife, having gone 2-0 up in the series, to come out with Johnny Bairstow in a not so promising position, I think it was, and build a huge partnership. I think it's one of England's highest ever fifth wicket partnerships. Bairstow on 75 not out, Marlon on 110, Cook had been caught out cheaply, LBW bowled Mitchell Stark for 7, Mark Stoneman had made a half century, James Vince was out for 25, Joe Root the captain, we're yet to see the best of him in this Ashes tour, he was out for 20. So to come in and make that stand and really end the day very much with England having the upper hand, 305 for four, they'll look to build on that. They'll look to get a total over 400, which you'd think they'd be able to defend and potentially even win this test, because the Boxing Day test over in the MCG, that's the one that is they're all special, I suppose, but that's got a special place in the Ashes heritage in Australia, and for that to be a non-event, if Australia have already won the Ashes by then, it's such an anti-climax. And I mean, obviously I speak as an English fan to say that I really hope that it is 2-1. I think that England, you know, they're in a position now where they can go on and win this match, but of course they're going to have to continue to play well, and if they drop their concentration, they could get Skittle out for 350, and before you know it, Australia are declaring on 520. So there's still a lot of cricket left to be played, but a good start to this one for England.
I don't want to douse your fireworks, but 325 all out in 15 minutes tomorrow morning would not be a surprise.
No, it wouldn't. No,
oh,
absolutely not.
LT's giving me daggers, look at that.
No, I just don't think that's a very positive attitude. I just don't. Same with the cricket, Robbie, though. T10 starting in Sharjah this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. Sharjah Cricket Stadium will be the home of what is a bit of an experimental format for cricket, T10, the shortest format of the game. Shaji Ul-Mulk, who's the brainchild for him of T10 cricket. We're going to see all sorts of good players in action. We had the captain of the UAE cricket team, Rohan Mustafa, in studio with us last night. He's going to be, well, playing in the same side as one of his heroes, Owen Morgan, who plays for the Kerala Kings, Liam Plunkett as well. You've got the likes of Virinder Sehwag, Safraz Ahmad, Shoaib Malik, Hassan Ali, all these guys taking part. So it should be fast, furious cricket. It's a 90-minute game, 10 overs apiece, and you never know, it might be a route for cricket to become an Olympic sport one day.
I think it's a great idea, I really do. And with names like that, it could genuinely be quite exciting. Very quickly, baseball. I don't know very much about baseball. I know it's the heart and soul of the United States. That's really all I know.
Yes, and we're going to find out a bit more about it this evening on Sports Tonight. We've been having a chat with two stars of the LA Dodgers team, Chase Utley and Justin Turner as well. They're over here with Emirates. They're involved in the launch of the Pee Wee League. And they're going to be doing some various appearances throughout the course of the weekend as well. Two really, really nice guys, two fine gentlemen. We sat down with them for about 40 minutes this morning at the Emirates headquarters. We had to reflect on what was an agonising World Series defeat to the Houston Astros a month or so ago in the World Series. But once we got over that little hurdle, we started to find out a little bit more about what it was like to be part of one of the storied franchises in American sport, are the LA Dodgers. So two great guys, and we will be delving into the world of baseball from 8 o'clock on Sports Tonight.
Jammy. Get what I did? See what I did there?
Very nice.
No, not very good. Really.
Jammy Dodgers.
Yeah, close enough. Lost word today, NLT. What's introduce this one? What's...
Robbie, you're here. You have to endure the lost word. Here it is.
Here it is.
The lost word.
Living by helps keep us trim.
What was that first word? I missed that.
Living by
bleep
keeps us trim.
Living by... Can I go first?
Yeah, go for it.
Sword.
Living by sword, yes.
The sword.
The sword. Living by sword.
Living by sword keeps us trim. It's an old proverb from the Elliots of Carmarthenshire.
Okay.
I don't know. Something like that.
Robbie?
Living by... I've got nothing again. Danny can go and let me keep
Danny
thinking.
Have a go. Have a think of something.
The coast.
By...
The coast.
By the coast. Oh, I like that. Okay, yeah, okay. That salty sea air and those... sailors. So, fishermen also. Got anything yet?
No.
living by...
Are you Googling? Is that what you're doing?
No,
you're looking at your screen. He is. He's pretending.
I get these brain freezes. It really annoys me. I'm trying to think of something really clever to say, the mind is just a blank, vacuous mess.
What do you live by?
I'm not trim, that's for sure, so I wouldn't...
What about living by the rules? Maybe the rules.
Living by,
you can have that one if you want.
Park. Golf.
Living by strenuous exercise, I suppose.
Strenuous? How strenuous?
Very.
Okay, that's good.
The most strenuous form.
Right, Robbie's going for strenuous exercise. We've got the rules.
Word.
We've got the coast. This is my, weekdays, it's my favourite bit of the day.
What makes me nervous about this entire segment.
I know.
If you have a better suggestion, text us 4001 via the free messaging app. We'll reveal all soon.
Robbie, thanks.
Cheers.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.